Welcome in, everybody. It's the Craft Beer Republic. Thanks for drinking. Thanks for joining. I am Greg, and I think I just scared the shit out of Flex over there.
It woke me up.
Yeah, I had to get the little Ric Flair in there to wake me up, too. It's been a long day. I need some wake-up sauce to catch my drift.
Baseball's back, so that's about the only wake-up I really need.
That'll cure insomnia, some of those games. Yeah. Baseball, I like watching the Dodgers, I like watching my team, but I can't just watch rando baseball.
Oh, see, I have the Dodgers on right now. Rando baseball.
That's not rando. That's good baseball.
Well, so, for you.
Yeah.
But not a baseball show.
Not a baseball show, at least not yet. So happy opening week, everybody, and all the things that come with that, and spring, and getting drunk and eating nuts.
Love and nuts. Like it.
Yeah, who doesn't? Nice salty nuts in your mouth,
right,
a couple at
mouth.
A time. Yeah, that's good shit right there. So
like you can't talk because you got so many nuts in your mouth.
Right. And then you got to wash away the saltiness with a little beer.
Yeah. What's better than that?
Right. Nobody wants to have a mouthful of nuts sober. It's just...
I never have.
Exactly. So anyways, now that we've lost everybody, a lot to get to today. I had a fun weekend of watching people brew beer, did some research, got some news to get to, a little news flight action, and so much more. Before I get to some hydration, don't forget at FlexMeABeer _ in between, at Craft Beer Republic on the grams and all that good shit. All right, let's do some things. Oh, by the way, shout out to Thousand Oaks, California, keeping it local for our top listening city of last week. What up, Thousand Oaks?
Yeah, what up?
I mean, it's because we had so many locals on the show.
Knocking off New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, for now. For now. So if you guys didn't hear the last couple episodes, boy, did we have the meat fiesta going on in here with Scott and Dan coming around.
Pretty great time.
That was fun. You know, I have to admit, I think we talked about this a little afterwards, but not on the show. Like, you and Dan have never actually talked before, and I was a little worried that, like, well, they've never talked, and they have similar senses of humor in some ways. You guys are both, like, know every movie line ever to everything, and like this could either be really funny or they're gonna just talk over each other the entire show, and I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, I feel like we played off each other very well, and
it
was really fun. It was like we knew each other for 10 years,
right?
You know, the way we went about it, so it was a
good
great time.
Yeah, Scott came in with some good workout tips for you, and
love me some Scott.
Right, you gotta keep it bulked up thanks to him. About the protein and everything.
Where,
so anyways,
where would I be without him?
Yeah, he'd be puny. Puny man. For sure.
It's a girly man.
Yeah. So anyways, if you guys didn't listen to 400 or 401, go back, have a listen. It was a good time. It was a party. And speaking of bulking up, I'm going to bulk up my liver. Like the rocker over there making your boobs bounce.
It's the only reason I work out is to make my boobs bounce.
That's what The Rock said once in an interview, too. Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Joking. First of all, thanks
very
to Andrew.
Very believable, by the way.
April Fools. Thanks to Andrew for hooking it up with this beer. Andrew used to work at Naughty Pine, recently moved across the country to some snowy place, and decided to bring me back some beer when he was visiting. So thank you very much, Andrew. And he knows that I'm all about the coffee kolsch because that, you know, collab I do with that brewery that shall remain unnamed these days. But anyways, thanks to Andrew drinking Witch's Hat Brewing Thrash Punk Coffee Kolsch. It's 5%, has a 3.79 on untap. And from the brewery, they say, we had fair trade Farmer Direct roasted coffee beans from Hyperion Coffee Company in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not
to give
from
this
there.
Beer. Yeah. To give this beer an aggressive yet refreshing dose of coffee aroma and finish. Perfect for a lazy afternoon pick me up. Well, on the schnoz, nothing but coffee.
That makes sense. I mean, right now you need that pick me up.
You're telling me. Yeah, I mean, tastes like a coffee kolsch, as it should. Nice coffee flavor up front. Finishes nice and clean and smooth. No real bitterness from hops or anything like that. Just a little bit from the coffee. Yeah, this is pretty tasty. Everybody knows I like coffee Kolsch. It's my weird little love.
I feel like child. That's a super rare beer. A coffee Kolsch in general. So the fact that he had one that just so happened to be able to drop it off, I think that's kind of wild.
Yeah, it was really nice of him to bring it out west for me. And I don't even see Kolsch enough, let alone something cool like a coffee Kolsch.
Right. I just had a Kolsch the other day. It was, they dropped some, they were free beers, but like sample beers. That's at
oh,
work.
Yeah.
And one of them was a blueberry wheat, which was terrible.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that terrible.
And the other was a Kolsch, and it was, you know, it was whatever. Oh. It wasn't great, wasn't terrible, but.
Really could use some coffee in it.
I think that would have helped out a lot.
Yeah. All right, PSA to all the podcast listeners out there. If you're listening on Google Podcasts, in fact, by this point, it might be no more and you're not listening. So sometime this week, they're getting rid of their Google Podcasts. So switch apps, do something else, Podcast Addict, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on all the apps, so pick one.
I didn't even know Google had a podcast thing.
That's why they're getting rid of it. It's wildly popular. So.
Well, I guess Google can't have everything.
Yeah. Anyways, everything's transitioning to YouTube. Like, you can find the podcast now on YouTube. There's no video for it, but we're on there, so.
Interesting.
Yeah, Craft Beer Poke on YouTube. And, like, YouTube Music, I think it is, has, like, a little subscribe feature. So we're starting to climb. Our downloads are starting to shift from normal platforms to the YouTube platform, which is interesting and annoying because YouTube won't integrate with any of the podcast apps yet. So, like, I have to look at two different places for stats.
Oh,
so that's always fun. Yeah. Some real first world problems going on up here. So anyways, over the weekend, wanted to mention this. I got invited, myself and the wife got invited by Monica over at Pedals and Pints to do Pink Boots Brew Day over there. And it's always fun doing these brew days, big collabs, huge group of people. Jerry and her whole crew from the Daughters of Ninkasi were there. A lot of friends from the beer world. Coley was there. Wiley was there. Listener Brandon was there. And Will from CCR was there. Just hanging out, having a good time. He brought his wife with him this time. And Justin and just a bunch of familiar faces hanging out, brewing some beer, drinking some beer. And Monica was nice enough to hook it up with some pizza and stuff too, because they got a kitchen there. So it's a full day of shooting the shit and drinking some tastiness and watching other people brew beer.
So you do all the fun stuff while they do all the hard stuff.
You know, like I always feel weird on the Pink Boots Day because, you know, it's like a women's beer collaboration. And like, I don't want to be the guy who's like, let me in there. Right. Let me show you how it's done, ladies.
Oh, no, not like that.
So I always hang back, and if anybody needs anything, please just tell me what to do. I'm happy to help out or grain out or do some physical labor. Not a problem. I don't want to be the one who's like, I'll do it, you know, when it's not for me.
Right. It's a day for them to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like when we did the collab brew with Monica, our these guavas are making me thirsty. You know, I was a little more in there. I was graining out. I was dumping hops in and, you know, that kind of shit. So.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, it was your collab beer.
Right.
So.
So, but still
it's
fun. Still fun to hang out, shoot the shit. Her cellarman Boris was there. He's a cool guy. He's a little newer.
What a cool name,
dude! Boris is such a cool name.
Like, I've never met a single person named Boris.
Clearly, he's a bad guy from a cartoon,
or like an '80s movie.
Oh, could be that too. Ooh. Yeah, bad guy by day and '80s movie by night.
I like it.
Okay, so talk to him a bunch. He's super knowledgeable, and it was funny. He's former military, and so we're talking about how much nicer it is to work in a brewery than be in the military.
You're kidding me. That's
I think the bar set real low, but it's cool. He's doing his dream job now and getting into the industry like he's always wanted to. So it's cool. He listens to the show, and he started listening because Monica was on. So anyway, shout out to Boris. Shout out to everybody. It was a really fun time. So good times at Pedals.
Oh yeah,
Pedals and Pints. If you're in the Thousand Oaks area, Southern California. What else is going on? Oh, Easter. Did you guys do anything for Easter? Did you get chittered or anything? Or
no, it was like the Thursday leading up to Easter. It was a really long day at work. I just dealt with a lot of shit. And I tied one on then.
Thursday.
Thursday night. I had like 7 beers for like absolutely no reason.
I love it. Did you work Friday?
Yeah.
Oh.
lo and behold, I woke up and I was going to bed. I'm like, well, you did it to yourself. Like, you wake up tomorrow, you're just going to fucking deal with it.
Right. No one else to blame.
And I wake up and I roll out of bed. And I'm like, holy shit. I feel fucking great.
Nice.
And I went downstairs, dude, got my breakfast, got my fucking lift in. And it's like all I needed was just 7 beers to brighten myself back up.
Feels like a good number, 7. I mean, I'm guessing knowing you, they're all at least double IPAs.
No, actually, they were like on the lower end. I had like some sours, I had some lagers. I did have an IPA. Yeah, it's more like a fridge clean out. But yeah, it was very exciting.
That's
just
nice.
You know, let loose a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And at home, so you know, controlled environment. I'm not
sure.
Driving, and yeah, it felt like really well deserved. I haven't done that in a while.
Good job. I classied it up for Easter. So we went to her sister's house first and then over to my mom's house.
Okay.
And whenever we go to see the kids, I always end up doing, I think I've talked about this before, I do a little micro dosing of the gummies.
I think that's a relatively new thing for you, right?
Yeah, I've recently, within the last year, discovered how much of a nicer person it makes me.
Right.
So I let's be honest, I'm getting high for you. It's not
Plus,
for me.
Everybody thinks you're an alcoholic too, right?
Right. So this way they don't have to watch me drink. I'm just over there munching gummies in the corner. Just, hey, don't mind me. I'm just fat. I like candy. I'm not an alcoholic. So, you know, had a little like half a gummy on the way over there, hung out for a little bit, went over to the mom's house. And I was like, well, I still got half a gummy. So I had the other half a gummy. And then we opened up some wine because, you're, you know, we're classy. It's Easter.
You are very classy.
Yeah. And it's red wine. All so right. We're extra classy.
Shannon's classy. Let's be real.
Yeah, well, you know, I just do my best. Try my hardest. So, open up some wine. There was some wine already open. Then we opened up another one as the day went on and blah, blah, blah. And we're driving home. We get home and I said, hey, you want to have a glass of wine? She goes, we've kind of had a lot of wine already today. And I was like, have we? And then we did the math and we realized that nobody was drinking the wine we had open. And we had had like at least a bottle and a half for just the two of us. She's like, you really think you need another glass? I was like, I don't not.
I like so, where your head's at.
Yeah. Not a quitter. So anyways, yeah, it was, you know, not
so
the
how
worst.
How did you feel the next day?
Ah, no problems. Woke up fresh as a daisy.
Outstanding.
Yeah. You know, it was spread out. Like I never got buzzed, let alone drunk. It was, you know, started at like 2 p.m, Flex's classic day drinking. And
that's the best.
You know,
a little
I
late
that,
for day drinking, but I'll
let well, you know, I don't. When you don't wake up till 9:30, it's yeah, you got a little
yeah, okay.
You know, I don't wake up at 5:15 a.m. to go get my squats on or
can't
anything.
Can't all be me.
Yeah, I'm trying, but it's too much work, too much exercise.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of how I was on Easter though. I mean, granted, I only had 2 beers, a bourbon, and a glass of wine, but
a margarita, shot of tequila.
But yeah, I got home and I was like. Usually after the bourbon, I start feeling, you know, a little bit of type of way.
Sure.
And we get home from dinner and maybe I just ate a fuck ton and it just soaked it all up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got home and I'm just like changing into some comfy clothes, you know, after all like the nice Easter wear. And what I kept thinking to myself is I don't feel a goddamn thing. And I don't know, maybe it was like the perfect amount of alcohol.
Maybe our livers are just catching on. Like, this is what we need. Keep up.
Maybe. I don't know.
Nah, next weekend's going to be some sort of shit show.
I was going to say, we'll continue doing further research and then it's just going to fail us.
You know, this coming weekend is WrestleMania.
It is. And I thought about that.
And I was going to go out today and get the Stone Cold beer in honor of it.
And not message me and then make me look like an idiot again.
No, if I was going to get out there, I was going to let you know, but life happened. I didn't get a chance to head out there. So you didn't have to look like an idiot this time.
Well, thank
you. But WrestleMania, like I said, this weekend, and now I guess it's a 2-day event. I didn't even realize it.
Oh, it's been 2 days for like 4 or 5 years now.
Oh, I guess that's true. Cause like Stone Cold, when he did the WrestleMania thing a couple years ago, he was on both days.
Right.
The wife is out of town this weekend.
Ooh.
So definitely getting drunk and watching WrestleMania.
WrestleMania party.
Yeah. A party
you know,
of one.
You know, it's going to be like 12 hours in 2 days, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to watch, especially Saturday. Like Saturday, first of all, I'm not going to start with the whole pre-show bullshit. You guys
no,
already.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah. Like it's already too much on just one day because they pre-show for 6 hours and then the event is like another 4 hours. Now they do that for 2 fucking days. Like, how good do you think you are? I don't even know the storylines other than Cody Rhodes. And I haven't been watching. I've just been reading about it after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it everywhere.
Yeah. So anyways, I figure, you know, like maybe I'll see what Scott and Dan are up to if they want to come over and flex. You're welcome to come over if you want to catch a fly and play a good beer. In fact, my wife might be happy if she comes back from her little trip and half the beer in the fridge is gone. No beer's off limits.
I'll see what I can do in a matter of 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. Let me know how it goes. Talk, if you need me to hit up ChatGPT for the letter to your wife, just let me know. We'll make it happen.
I actually saved
Dear that Mrs.
letter.
Flex.
It's still folded up in all my like beer gatherings.
I don't know if people realize this, but I did print it out and mail it to Flex with some beer.
No, it was so good.
Yeah, you got to have the official. I should have done like one of those embossed letterheads, like the raised stamp, you know? Should have really made it official, or like some wax seal or something.
That would have been over the top.
Yeah. Is there anything I should be looking forward to in terms of WrestleMania? Like, I think the Cody Rhodes match will be decent because he's in it, but I don't love
Roman
Reigns.
There's a six-team ladder match for the tag titles.
Oh, I think, and isn't one team still a mystery or something? Or mystery solved? I've read rumors about it being the Hardys or something.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a thing. I don't know about a mystery team, but I think that whole match should be pretty solid.
Yeah, six teams in a ladder.
Because, I don't know, like 10 years ago, 11 years ago maybe, they used to do like a six-man intercontinental ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always like the best match of the night. And then they stopped doing that for a couple years. So now they're kind of bringing it back, but in like the tag team concept. And I don't know. It should be a wild ride.
Wild and crazy guys. Yeah, we'll see.
I do like that. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I really don't watch too much other than, you know, knowing the Cody Rhodes, The Rock.
Yeah.
All that big name stuff.
Here's the thing. The entire internet wants Cody Rhodes to win the championship. I hope for that reason alone, he does not.
No, because that was what happened last year. And yeah. I watched till like fucking 11:30, just dying. Like my eyes just wanting to close. I'm like, no, I have to watch Roman Reigns lose. And they fucking made
Spoiler
him win.
Alert. Yes.
And it felt like a complete waste of time staying awake, watching the whole thing. Upset me greatly.
I just love when the little internet bitches whine about a fake scripted show. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Keep whining. I mean,
it doesn't get better than that. It's like people who bet on professional wrestling.
Yeah.
You know,
how
like
stupid is that?
Betting on the Royal Rumble when like the odds are sneakily 99% accurate. You know?
Right. I wonder how that happens.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's super
crazy. It's almost like they know who's going to win.
Yeah, I don't know how they could get that sort of information, but you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good times. But also, not a wrestling show.
Not a wrestling show.
We'll move on from that. But if you do watch it, let us know what you think. And I like Cody. Cody's great, but fuck the internet wrestling fans.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Before we get to any news, I think it's time we ask the most important question of the night.
In a world where craft beer is king, a world where muscles are bigger than growlers, only one tongue can guide us. One man, one tongue, one tongue jobber. In this world, we must find out, what is Flex drinking?
All right. Today I took the old little rascals to Eagle Park because they wanted some lunch.
Yeah.
And they love sitting at the bar, you know, feeling all cool.
If I ever have kids, which I won't, I want them to be your kids. We're like, Dad, can we go to the fucking brewery for lunch?
Yeah, and like they're the ones who brought it up, which I think is great.
Amazing.
It just goes to show you what kind of place that they have to offer, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And
good of a job you've done raising.
Well, you know, it's a twofer.
Yeah. Little A, little B.
Right. So we got some hamburgers. We got some fries. They had one of the new IPAs that came out, which was delicious. But then they're having a festival, a little beer fest coming up. So they're trying to make room on their taps and in their fridges for all the
beer challenge
that
accepted.
Producing. So they had this raspberry vanilla cheesecake incident beer. It's a collab they did with, ongoing collab, I should say, with Microphone, who I've had a few times on the show.
Yeah.
And it's a raspberry vanilla cheesecake inspired Berliner style Weiss ale with raspberry vanilla graham cracker and cheesecake flavoring. It's 6% ABV. it was 20% off these four packs. So it's $14 for the four pack.
Discount beer.
Can't really go wrong with that. I don't have my phone handy, so I have no idea what the untapped stats are. But on the nose, this thing, it's just like a ridiculous amount of raspberry.
I'm going to say it's a 3.76.
Ooh, I think it
would even look. I'm just guessing.
I'm thinking it's probably like a 401.
Oh, because it's hype and has adjuncts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, it is a very good beer. But it's real raspberry oriented on the schnoz. As it warms up, you start getting that cheesecake flavoring. It doesn't look appetizing, I guess.
It looks like a miche.
Yeah, it's like a brownish, reddish, like almost, yeah, like tomato-y, bloody kind of. So yeah, it doesn't look real great, but we get the old tongue jobber warmed up.
Last week, as Dan said, sounds like you're taking Pong grips.
Right. There is a lot of booze present in this, so they don't hide the 6% well, but you get the raspberry, you get the cheesecake, the graham cracker on the real back end of the palate. So all in all, really solid beer, and I got it for a discounted price and had some delicious food. So
nice.
You really can't go wrong with that.
And your daughters think that they were cool by going to the brewery with Dad.
Yeah.
Win.
Yeah. And nobody says a single thing about him sitting up there, which I think is fucking great.
Oh, God. That wouldn't happen in California.
No?
I don't know. I mean,
even being well-behaved?
It's not the behavior thing. It's just the under 21 at a bar thing.
Okay.
Like, sometimes it's weird. Like, the whole, like, yes, it's a brewery and you can be there, but like, the bar rules can be different depending on the type of establishment they are. Like, Naughty Pine only sells their own beer, so I think they are probably okay there, but somewhere like Petals and Pints, which they don't have bar seating, they just have bar for service. But they do have a little bit of bar seating. I bet they can't have kids at the bar because they sell more than just beer. They also have, like, wine and other things. California's weird when it comes to beer.
Yeah, they got shit, so. The bartenders all talking to them about school, you know, nice. Giving them coasters and, you know, the kid menus to color on.
Right. Which one of you two wants a flight?
So then my kids were asking, you know, they have the flight cards. They're like, you know, dry erase. And they're
right.
Set by the taps. You know, so they're asking what those are. So I'm explaining beer flights to my kids. And, you know, just a lot of fun.
Next time you go to McDonald's, they're going to be like, can we get soda flights?
We actually did one of those today. We did a soda flight with the kids.
Doing like a Dr. Pepper vertical?
No, it was, we got the Easter Bunny, I should say, not we.
Right.
Brought everybody, like, you know those Japanese sodas?
Pop
the marble down. Well, the kids
pop the marble down?
Yeah, you know, it's like the marble on top, and you got to like push it down to open it up.
No, this is all foreign to me.
Oh, badoomps. And everybody got one of those for Easter. So then we poured them out in cups, and everybody decided which one was the best.
You should have made a little flight board for them.
I didn't even think about it.
Opportunity missed.
There goes my Father of the Year award.
Right. Well, you'll have some making up to do. All right. Before we get into the news, haven't heard this in a while, let's do the news flight.
Get the paddles.
Mad River Brewing, which is based out of NorCal, has been acquired by the Paskinta Band of Namlaki Indians. I'm so sorry that I absolutely butchered that, but I did. Tribal Chairman Andrew Drew Alejandre said in an announcement, acquiring Mad River Brewery is another milestone in Paskinta's commitment to building an economically sustainable future for our tribe and serving as an economic growth driver for our neighbors. Now, with the acquisition of Mad River Brewing, we're honored to extend our expertise in blending tribal identity and craft beer to the Northern California community and tribes across the nation. As we continue to innovate, we proudly lead the way in crafting beers and spirits with Indian country.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Cicerone, the Cicerone program, which is, you know, like nerd shit for beer people.
Right.
Yeah. Sommelier for wine, Cicerone for beer. The founder sold the program. Founder Ray Daniels has sold the organization to Master Cicerones Dan, not even going to try, and Jason Pratt, both alumni of Molson Coors. More than 150,000 people in over 90 countries have achieved one of the four certifications that the organization offers. I know that Deb's a certified beer server. That's level one.
Is that like the same thing?
It's level one of four, you know, all the way up. Kind of like, you know, it's like she's got her yellow belt or something. I don't know.
Sure.
She's working at a brewery. And good news for Zach. Indiana and Virginia passed permanent cocktails to go. Cocktails to go allowances are now permanent in Indiana and Virginia. The two states became the 25th and 26th, respectively, to write cocktails to go into law after temporarily allowing them during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That was great.
Yeah, it's the best thing to come out of COVID. Seven more states still have temporary provisions, according to the Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S., and that's California, which expires in the end of 2026, Colorado expires July 1, 2025, Illinois expires in August of 2028, Massachusetts expires expired this week, April 1st of 2024, New Jersey, no expiration date, surprising for
Look
New Jersey.
Look at that, wow. Yeah.
You did one thing all right, what do you know? New York, April of 25, and Vermont, July of 25. So let's make this shit permanent. Why can't we take cocktails to go?
Yeah, there's no reason.
Dumb.
Super dumb.
Super dumb. But good job, Zach. Now you can get your cocktails to go. All right, on to the news. The CCBA legislative update. Beer catering permits in California. Hang with me here. California craft breweries may soon have an easier time selling their beer at special events beyond their taproom walls, thanks to the California Craft Brewers Association and their sponsored bill. AB 2174 would authorize a licensed beer manufacturer to apply for and the department to issue a beer caterer's permit for the sale of beer manufactured by or for the licensee for consumption at specified locations and events, including, among others, conventions, sporting events, and trade exhibits. Here's the short of it. Breweries can go to beer festivals and sell beer.
Well, great.
Yeah.
So it's almost like what they should be allowed to do.
Right. So I read more into it, and maybe I should have ran this by intern Brian to make sure I was correct, because I don't want to read the whole article. It's very legal sounding. But essentially, like, breweries now can't just easily sell kegs to beer festivals. They have to donate them, at least in California.
So they don't make money off of it?
Right. So this would allow them to not only sell the kegs to the festivals so the festivals can pay for the beer, it would also allow them to sell beer to the people enjoying the beer at the festival. So somebody shows up, hey, I want to sample your, you know, fucking butternut hazy IPA. Oh, I really like this. Can I get a 4-pack to go? Yes, you can. $20.
I like that a lot.
I do too. So as I assume I read that correctly. Intern Brian, please feel free to correct me. I should probably send you the link to make
I also easier. Now want to brew a butternut hazy IPA.
Butternut. Buttercup.
I'm not sure what that would entail, but.
Yeah. Do we use butternut squash? What would we?
I don't know. I just like the name.
Yeah. Dry hopped with massive amounts of butternut squash. Sounds like something
dry. It's got to be dry squashed then.
Yeah. Dry squashed. Sounds like something that Evil Twin would do or something.
Or a name that they would come up with or something.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking nuts.
They would just call it dry hopped with butternut squash.
Right. Right. But then anyways. It actually would be hops.
Yeah. Good times.
What a story.
Yeah. Boy, did I ruin it. Beer is the beverage alcohol category of choice for college hoops fans.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah. Beer is the second most popular beverage among March Madness watchers, according to consumer research. 30% of survey respondents told Numerator that they plan to drink beer while watching the NCAA men's and women's college basketball tournaments. Beer is only second to soda at 43%. Rounding out the list of beverages to drink while watching were coffee and or tea, you boring fuck, spirits, and wine and or champagne. Nearly 3/4 of respondents said they plan to watch the rest of the games at home, while only 15% champagne. Only 15% plan to visit a bar or restaurant, and 12% plan to visit a friend or family member's house. Here's where I would get on board with champagne during the sports is if, like, there's a place around the corner that has a good Sunday brunch and they also put on sports. So you best believe I'd be watching the tournament with some champagne in hand.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going anywhere to watch something while drinking,
mm-hmm.
please have eats.
Mm.
You know, like that's a must.
Yeah. Especially if you're watching multiple games. And,
oh, yeah. And you're there for the long haul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to give me some fucking nachos and wings, motherfucker.
I mean, the champagne still weirds me out, but.
What's weird with nachos and wings?
Yeah,
give me some breakfast so I can have champagne and watch basketball. Because I'm a Morty
maybe
drunk.
A mimosa or like how places do bottomless mimosas.
Yeah. Can I tell you? Oh, my God. Sidebar here. I was so turned on by my wife a week or two ago.
Oh, man.
We were at brunch.
Edit point.
Yeah. Boner point. We were at brunch and the guy comes in. And so like the place we go, they start off by like, here's your mimosa. And it's a buffet. You know, you go get your own shit and they just keep your mimosas filled up and bring over chips and stuff. And he comes back to do the old refill and he hits, and we're with Nick and Nicole. He hits them. He hits my glass. She stops him. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She goes, can you just bring back champagne only? Boing.
Yo.
Yeah. She cracked the code to my heart. And my dick.
So do you want to do it in the bathroom or wait till we get home?
Yeah. It's like, you guys ready? Can we finish this up? I got some stuff to do. Good times. We
Good
got
for her. Good for you.
Yeah. Real hydrated. All right. Now that we're done grossing people out. Speaking of gross, Blue Moon has Eclipse Sips.
Has a what? Eclipse for the eclipse?
Yes. Eclipse Sips. Molson Coors is celebrating the upcoming solar eclipse, April 8th, with a limited edition Blue Moon Eclipse Sips kit. The kit includes moon dust, a shimmery powder to add to a glass of Blue Moon to give it a glow up, as well as black light coasters, a flashlight, and four Blue Moon branded pint glasses, all packaged in a commemorative glow-in-the-dark box. How much would you pay for one of these boxes?
$0, Bob.
That is the correct answer. But at only half the price of that four-pack of pizza beer from last week, it is $25 starting April 3rd while supplies last. The company is also offering fans a chance to win 20 years of free beer, enough supply to make it until 2044, the next time a total eclipse is expected to occur.
I thought they said the total eclipse wasn't expected to like 2099.
Well, Molson Coors isn't some fucking astrophysicist. So.
Wow.
Do you think they know?
I don't, but I have a funny story about Blue Moon.
Go on.
My brother-in-law brought it over for Easter.
Oh, that's not funny.
To my in-laws. And it was wild because he's been on this big spotted cow run, and which is strange because he literally went from like Coors Light to Heineken to Spotted Cow. Now it's a Blue Moon.
That's a jump.
And I was telling him how absolutely disgusting the beer is and how much I can't stand it. And my sister-in-law's husband is like totally with me, like all on team fuck Blue Moon.
Yeah, I like her.
So then I told him, it's my sister-in-law's husband.
Oh, the husband, sorry.
Yes.
And, I like that person.
So then I told him, I said, my brother-in-law was trying to tell me, he's like, you're telling me you can taste the difference between a Spotted Cow and a Blue Moon? I said, are you kidding
Blasphemy.
Me? I said, they are two completely different beer styles. You're looking at a farmhouse ale to a Belgian wheat beer.
Yeah.
Like, you're a moron if you don't think there's a difference. So then my sister-in-law's husband, we'll call him Mike, was like, oh, well, you know.
Because his name is Mike.
His name is Mike. And, you know, the one on my side, he's like, oh, well, you know, I told him if you put like a Michelob Ultra and the Spotted Cow and a Blue Moon all in separate cups, I was like, I'll pick all of them out. Like, whatever.
Absolutely.
He's like, oh, put your money where your mouth is. So he did it. And naturally, I did it.
Shocking.
Because it's not difficult. I'm not trying to brag like I'm some.
You'd be off the show if you fucked that one up.
Right.
Yeah.
But I told him, I'm going to drink this Blue Moon because I knew it was Blue Moon. And I said, my face is going to do this thing where it just, you know, it looks like you're eating something like really sour. You know, so it's like that, you know,
it's like bitter beer face,
right? Like bitter beer face. And sure as shit, he took a sip of it too. My guy, Mike. And he was like, oh my God, you're right. And he's like, every time you just bring it to your mouth, he's like, it's that face. And it is so fucking disgusting.
Yeah. So it's a face my mom makes when I give her beer. Any beer.
Any beer.
Any beer at all. Yeah, not a beer fan.
I still don't know how people like that fucking beer.
Ugh, it's so bad. Like, I did a brief Blue Moon stint, like, after my... Yeah, it was kind of like the Bud Light phase, followed by a very brief Blue Moon and Shock Top phase.
Okay.
On my way to craft beer. The Blue Moon and Shock Top each didn't last very long.
No, I could do Hefeweizens, mm-hmm. like Franziskaner.
Like a real Hef, yeah.
Right, right. But I couldn't do like the Belgian wheat.
I mean, it's sort of a Hef, but it's...
Ish.
It's mostly it. Yeah.
Right.
So. Anywho.
So yeah, that's my funny Blue Moon story.
Yeah, no, that's good.
It's weird that you had a little news Blue Moon.
Yeah. Now, we'll send you one. You could drink it on the next show.
No.
we'll make it a video podcast just so we can see your face.
No.
Okay,
I was gagging for like 10 minutes after taking the sip. You know, and it was just in like a little 2 ounce little taster glass.
Okay. Was it even a whole beer?
No. It was like literally a sip, and I'm just like, for 10 minutes, just...
Well, maybe it would taste better if you had an Eclipse Sips kit.
Maybe glow up.
Or you just start pissing out glitter. One or the other.
Glow up to throw up. That's what the slogan should be.
Oh, not only is that a great slogan, that would be fun to watch. Just glittery puke coming up.
That'd be gnarly.
Yeah. Let's end it with a trip to Florida, shall we?
Classic.
Drunk driver confuses popular South Beach boardwalk for road and crashes into water. A drunken man confused a Miami Beach boardwalk for a road, and he drove a blue 2021 Toyota Corolla into the water of Government Cut, a channel between South Beach and Fisher Island. It was about 7 a.m. on Sunday. Andres Acion, a real estate broker, said he heard a loud noise and saw the car in the water from his high-rise apartment in the south of Fifth area. This guy is drunk, just came from a bar, thought that was the road, he said. His video shows two women at South Point Park telling Miami Beach police officers that they saw the driver was speeding and headed right into the water. Miami Beach police officers later identified the driver as, oh, stop doing this to me, Yandivi?
Sure.
Yandivi? Chavez Dominguez, who lives in Miami's Flagami neighborhood. Vanessa's going to murder me for this. By the way, hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa.
Chavez, 22, managed to swim out of the car. His clothes were wet and he was barefoot. Drivers responded to search for others in the water, but they didn't find anybody because he was alone when he crashed his car. Officers reported that Chavez admitted to drinking alcohol. His breath smelled like alcohol, his bloodshot, watery eyes, and slurred speech, and he failed the field sobriety test. He was arrested after fire rescue personnel and staff at the Mount Sinai Medical Center determined he wasn't injured. I love that. They had to bring him to a hospital to determine he wasn't injured. Like, hey, bro, anything hurt? No?
It's just
all right, you're going to jail.
Like, it's procedure.
Yeah.
You know.
So, records show he is facing a charge of driving under the influence. Shocking.
It's got to be some boardwalk if you confuse it for a road.
Yeah, it must be a really big boardwalk.
Better be because he's putting his car on it.
Beep, beep. That's a whole new level of drunk.
Could you, we talk about these stories all the time, right? Could you imagine yourself being that drunk that you do something like that?
Right. Because a couple weeks ago we talked about the guy who got pissed in the Wendy's drive-thru and started like ramming people.
Yeah.
I've been that drunk before where I would get pissed and like want to fight somebody or cause harm.
Really?
That I mean, not with my car, you know,
okay.
but that I can almost relate to. But this I have no relation to.
Oh, it's like, see, it's what? Like ever since, you know, I don't know, I was 18, you know, and you started drinking,
which 21.
I don't condone.
Yeah.
Everybody in their lifetime, multiple times, have gotten behind the wheel, you know,
sure,
after having said beverages.
Probably shouldn't have, yeah.
Right. And the only thing I would think every time I'm doing it is I have to be as safe as possible.
Right.
So the fact that there's people out there that get so drunk that they confuse a boardwalk for a road, it blows my mind. It makes you wonder the IQ of the person on top of the alcohol.
Yeah. How stupid are they sober?
Right. Like, they can't be a very intelligent person.
Right. Yeah, we've all driven when we shouldn't have in our younger years.
And we're not bragging about it. It's not a brag. It's, you know,
still here, motherfuckers.
You know, it's a truth.
Yeah, no, yeah, not proud of it and wouldn't do that anymore. That was a young, stupid thing. But yeah, my mentality was like, straighten it straight as possible. You know, keep it straight. Keep it at 65 or, you know, right, like whatever. Don't do anything. Don't go too slow.
It's almost like I would get in a different zone where I would like,
yeah,
it's like, it didn't matter how intoxicated I was. The second I got behind that wheel, it was like everything just went back to normal.
Right. There's a certain level of like switching it off.
Right. And then you get to where you need to go. And then there'd been multiple times.
And then you black out.
Where I would get out of the car and then it would just, everything would click back in. Impact, and then yeah, it would just be like vomit all over the street.
I've had a few of those where like I got home safe, not Wolf of Wall Street style, but actually got home safe. And then I lost it once I got home, blacked out completely, but woke up. My coffee was, you know, I'd set my coffee up to make at a certain time and my alarm was set and like clothes were out, like everything I would have done normally that night. I did completely blacked out, and did it correctly.
Yep.
So, yeah. But that guy, on the other hand, not so much.
No, not at all. It just
idiot
blows my mind. People must really be stupid.
It's got to be like, what else? It's got to be stupid plus drunk, not just drunk.
Right.
I think you nailed it.
I guess, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Speaking of nailing.
Cherry on top for the episode, I guess.
Bing! All right, I'm going to nail some music over here so we can get on up out of here. Thank you all for listening and all that shit. Find us, craftbeerrepublic.com. Of course, at craftbeerrepublic and at flexmeabeer_. In between, like I said before, if you didn't listen to 400 and 401, go back. It was a party. And I think it was 398. We had Preston from the Red Engine Brewing Company, brand new brewery out in Fillmore, California. Go listen to that one as well. And go, they have wings now. I can't wait to go have some of their wings because the pizza was really good. And you know how I feel about wings. So anyways, go back and do some listening and some drinking and all that shit. And hope everyone is staying very well hydrated.
And on that note,
good night, everybody.